little man, make a man toe. Too many went, no but a little, all come down to one religion.
The mission is a new world order. The mission is a new world order. The mission is a new world order.
Come along and tell your sister and your brother.
Fighting about why the world is under so much bondage. Here they come, Illuminati business, worldwide hunger. They make a war here, well planned strategies to keep us in fear. How much more can our people bear? Need no more division, need no more bad time. And we keep on fighting to keep what's mine. We the people speak in our mind.
Blast with the force of war. Government rides on the weekend poor. Don't want to see my brother FN no more. When the little man fights all the big man's war.
Ostensions they victimize. Bent on slavery we can never disguise. Uprise and our people must rise.
Beside your faith and life.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. My name is Tim, and welcome to the show, my friends. To start off the things, I just would love to express my man's love to Duncan, the host of Duncan's Donuts. He always does such an incredible job. His shows are so professional, so great, and like he does the studio interviews, and he invites bands, he plays great music, and he is a true inspiration for me, he's an example for me here at CITR. So Duncan's Donuts, the best show on CITR in my opinion, and that's the end of my speech. Today, let's start. What we heard first, we heard the song by the Rancid, legendary band Rancid. We heard a song called Life Won't Wait, and it is a song of the album which came out back in 1998, and it has exactly the same title, Life Won't Wait. It's a great track, really, you know, solid reggae music type of song. What I have today for you, we'll try to do an interview with the Slim Cessna Auto Club. This is a band from Colorado, and alt-country band, even they don't like using the word alt-country, alternative country music band. They release their music on Alternative Tentacles Records, which is a very well-known record label, and it's owned by Jello Biafra of Dead Kennedys. Slim Cessna Auto Club, they are playing tonight at the Cobalt, and I'm going to see them, and from what I heard massive, like lots of opinions, and everyone says they're a great band to see live. So if you like alternative tentacles, if you like alternative country music, if you like good music in general, and you have tonight, you don't have any plans tonight, I highly recommend you to go out to the Cobalt, to the 917 Main Street Cobalt, and check out Slim Cessna Auto Club. The band has a new album called Unentitled. This album came out in the beginning of 2011, and I'd like you to play a couple tracks of this album. And while I'm playing you those songs, after that we'll do a phone interview with Slim, and I'll play a couple more songs, and then we'll continue playing some punk rock music for you. So let's start the song. The name of the song is A Smashing Incident of Character. This is a track of their new album called Untitled. So this is Slim Cessna Auto Club on We All Fall Down.
Stop wasting my time. So in remembrance of me, put death in its place.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We just heard a couple songs from Slim Cessna Auto Club, the new album Unentitled. We heard the song No Doubt About It and a smashing incident of character. They're playing tonight at the Cobalt, and I have Slim on the air right now. Can you hear me, man?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Hello.
Okay, everything is working perfect, and we can start the interview. Your new album is called Unentitled, and it came out on Alternative Tentacles Records this year. The press release for the new album says that after 19 years of doing this, you finally think that you have the one to take the gold. After playing them, after testing those songs on the road, and after playing them live for a while, do you still have the same feeling about those new tracks?
Oh, I don't know. I was kind of messing around when I said that, but Yeah, it's a, I think it's a really nice pop album. The first time we ever tried to approach songwriting that way, trying to condense things into I don't know. We're used to making grand, epic, sweeping, you know, opus albums, but this one is different. It was a different approach for us.
Yeah, you mentioned the word pop, and I read another interview, and it said that you think that this album sounds a little bit more poppier. Did it just...
Yeah, or at least it's our version of that.
Yeah. Were you actually planning to go for it, or it just happened while just, you know, writing those songs? Was it a plan to do a poppier album, or just happened?
It was kind of a plan. We try to make a plan for every album. We have some kind of story that we're going to tell, or, you know, some type of idea that we have, and we actually tried to do that. A few songs we missed. I think there's a 7-minute song on that album that doesn't qualify. But other than that, I think that they're all hits.
Okay, so that was the plan.
Yeah. Yeah. Their weird little plan.
The whole sound of the new record, you know, like for me, I heard your records, and every record sounds a little bit different. You try new things. It's the same genre, but you try certain different things. And, you know, this album, Unentitled, it has the warm sound of Hammond B3, the banjo is, as usual, it's like one of the key instruments. Steel pedal, right, like, you know, completes this full sound of the album. So the whole sound concept of the album, is it different for you? Was it different for you from previous releases? Is it something new came up during the recording process? Do you think it's new, or is it the still same sound for you?
Yeah, we try to do something different on every album. You know, we try to challenge ourselves. And we have certain limits in what instruments we play, and but we try to challenge ourselves in ways, and our audience for that matter. And otherwise, it can get kind of boring. It's just much more interesting for us to try to approach each album in a different way. And then this one, like I said, we tried to condense things a little more than we usually have. We tried to cut our stories into just brief moments rather than, some 15-minute monologue.
Was it an easy thing to do?
No, it wasn't. It was actually very challenging. It's not easy for us to do that. But I like how it turned out. We're all very happy with it. So in the long run, it was for us at least, it's a success, because it's an interesting album to us.
Yeah, that's definitely a great album, and like a really, really solid album. And you know, I kind of feel what you call the poppier thing, because and in the other interview I read that you even tried to write some hooks, and you know, I think I can hear those hooks on the album.
Yeah, we tried to put some hooks in it. Yeah.
So that
we did our best.
So previously, before that, you didn't even worry about those hooks things.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you always want to make a song sound interesting, and you want to have something that people can latch on to and even sing along to. But this one we definitely went for some hooks.
A couple times before, like when you were talking, you mentioned the word stories, and I know that you don't like lyrics. You mostly like stories for your songs. Are those stories from your personal life, from your personal experience, from your personal thoughts, or is it the way you just observe life, and that's how you write stories? Stories.
You know, a little of both, honestly. And you know, I'm not even the primary lyricist. That would be Munley.
Mm-hmm.
Who writes a lot of stories, and he has some published stories as well, and he's just a phenomenal and gifted writer and storyteller, and you know, it's amazing for me to be able to help put those songs to life in music. But you know, some of for me personally, you know, there's a few when I write, it is from family experience or personal experience. I think for Munley, it's more observational, and also just having an amazing imagination.
So you mentioned that Molly Hill writes most of those stories, and if, let's imagine, if you're like a fan, if you're like, you know, you're like, you're watching him, do you think, if let's imagine, is there a couple songs, or maybe, you know, maybe several songs, you think they can be made in a play or maybe in a movie? Are they like, would you be interested in like experiencing something like this?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, I think that, you know, our album that came out before this, it was Cypher, and I think that was very much so. I mean, that was almost completely a play, and it's a very visual album. The songs are, you know, conjure up all kinds of things.
So maybe in the future, sometime we'll see a Cypher, you know, play or movie.
A rock opera.
Rock opera, yeah.
Yeah, which I think that the Cypher was, you know, pretty much a rock opera.
talking about the visuals, and you released this new video for the song "Smash in Cement of Character." That's my favorite track of the album. And
oh, thanks.
The video it's really cool and very weird. Where did you come up with those pieces of black and white videos? It's really, really strange and cool videos.
Oh, you know what? I'm not really the right person to ask for that. That was actually someone who we don't know, or we hadn't really met, at least in person, who made that video.
Oh.
And we saw it on YouTube and asked if we could use it, and he said sure. So so someone else put in all the work. I thought it was really well done, and it's interesting and fun, actually. You know, it's a really nice fun video to go with that song. I think it goes perfect.
Yeah. Because like I first saw this video on the Alternative Tentacles website, and I thought like this is originally, you know, band made planned idea thing. And turned
yeah. No, we just took someone else's video and,
and used it.
Someone did all the work, and we asked if we could use it, and they were happy to say yes. So it worked out for both of us, I guess.
Okay, and the last questions. I don't know, maybe as you mentioned, that's not the right person to ask, but I know that Manly, he was a hockey player, and, you know, Canada is the country of hockey. Are you guys the hockey fans? Is it correct thing to say about the band?
A few of us are hockey fans. Munley definitely is very much a hockey fan. I have a hard time making it through a full season, but if a team I'm interested in makes it into the playoffs, then I would be a bandwagon hockey fan. But I'm more of a football fan. I like the Denver Broncos, and I was born and raised that way, so... But Munley, yes, if you want to speak with him at the club, he would be happy to talk hockey with you.
Okay. So, yeah, let's continue our conversation at the venue tonight. And I'm really excited to see you tonight at the Cobalt.
Yes. Yeah, me too. I'm excited to meet you in person.
Okay. Thank you so much for this interview. Thank you so much for finding this tight. And I'll see you tonight.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that was the short interview, the Slim Cessna of the Slim Cessna Auto Club. They are playing tonight at the Cobalt, Main Street 917. And the band has a brand new album on Alternative Tentacles Records. And the name of the album is Unentitled. And I'd like you to play another track of this great, really, really, really good album on CITR. So this is, let me play, which song should I play for you? I'll play you another song which I do really like, the Unbold, Bold of the New Folk Singer. So let's listen. This is a Slim Cessna Auto Club on CITR.
Herald in this folk singer. What's a year I recall? Under Oath are coming to Venue Nightclub September 27th. Come Back Kid, The Chariot, and This Is Hell will open the show. This event is 19+. Tickets are on sale now at unionevents.com, ticketmaster.ca, all Ticketmaster locations, Scrape, and by phone at 855-985-5000. Don't miss Under Oath, Tuesday, September 27th at Venue Nightclub.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, which is, I just did an interview with the Slim Cessna Auto Club. They're playing tonight at the Cobalt. The show starts, I think, at 8:30 p.m., I think, the doors. The band has a brand new album called Unentitled. The album came out on Alternative Tentacles Records, and... if you like, we just played a couple songs by the band. The last song we heard, it was then Bold of the new folk singer. So if you like what you heard, and if you'd like to go to see the band tonight, you can give me a call at 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487. And if you would like to go to the show, we can organize that. Just give me a call and we'll give you a free ticket to go tonight to see a show. I'll play you some more music if you don't mind. The other band and the other show, which I'm really excited, and this show is actually happening this weekend, is Cobra Skulls, one of my favorite bands, and they have a brand new album, which is called Agitations, and this album comes out in the end of September on Fat Records, and I'm really, really stoked for this record because I think that might be one of the favorite records of this year for me. So Cobra Skulls, they are playing on Saturday at the Fairview Pub, and I would like to play a new track of their new album. The new track is called Iron Lung, and let me play you some punk rock music if you don't mind. If you want to go to see the show tonight, Slim Cessna Auto Club, just give me a call, 604-822-2487, and while you're doing that, we can play you some punk rock music. This is Cobra Skulls, Iron Lung, from their new album called Agitations.
Ah! getting up. Escape is how I wanna live. Satisfied until I die. But one cold dark day you see just how ruthless life can be. With a lump in your throat and not a single friend in the fucking world.
friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. We just heard some punk rock music, obviously, and the last song we heard was a song by The Rebel Spell, a local punk band. They have a new album called It's a Beautiful Future, and it was a song called It Can't Be Just Me. I think my favorite song of this album. I play Rebel Spell on the show a lot because I think the band released a really, really, really solid record, a really strong songs, and like, you know, there's no, like, in my opinion, there's no weak songs on this album. It's a really, really solid track. Solid album, sorry. And you know, like, I love supporting the local Canadian bands and especially the bands from Vancouver. And you know, like, if you like punk music and you haven't heard The Rebel Spell, I highly recommend to check out The Rebel Spell, great band. Before that, we heard the band Junior Battles, the Canadian band from Ontario. They have a new album called Idle Ages on Paper and Plastic Records. We heard the song called 17. Another great record, another solid album. They're very young guys, not very young, but they're younger guys, and you know, I think this band has a great potential to be one of the strongest Canadian punk bands right now. Very, very strong songwriting, good, very good hooks, not too much hooks, like, as I don't like too when you have like lots of hooks and it's getting too hooky. No, it's all good. So it was Junior Battles from Ontario. Before that, we heard my favorite, it's the Flatliners. They have a new 7-inch called Count Your Bruises, and it was the B-side, and the name of the B-side is The Guy Reads From a Card. And I opened this block of music to the new track from Cobra Skulls. They have a new album called Agitations, and the name of the song was Iron Lung. Cobra Skulls are playing this weekend on Saturday at the Fairview Pub, and I am super, super, super excited to see them again. One of my favorite bands, and as I said earlier, I really have a really, really mega hopes for this album, Agitations. I think that might be one of my favorite albums of this year. But we'll see. We'll see. I need to hear the record. The record comes out in the end of the month on Fedrak Courts. And I'll be doing the interview with Cobra Skulls this weekend, and I will play you this interview next week. And yeah, so there will be another interview. Okay, what else is happening this weekend in Vancouver? There is a great festival called Distort Vancouver. This is a punk hardcore crust metal show. This festival is a 3-day festival, September 15th, September 16th, and 17th. All shows are happening at the Rickshaw, and I think there's like something like, I don't know, probably 40 bands are playing. It's a great event if you like crust metal and hardcore music. There's so many different bands of different genres, bands from different parts of North America, Canadian, American bands. And it's really, if you like crust music, you should go and check out this great event. I'd like to play some of those bands which are playing on Distort Festival. And I'd like to start with a band called No Problem. This is a relatively new band. I think they started a couple years ago. They have 2 7-inches and one full album. And this album, this band, features the members of great band Wednesday Night Heroes. I think people who like punk music and who follow Canadian punk scene, they remember Wednesday Night Heroes. So the new band, No Problem, features the members of Wednesday Night Heroes. And they have a new album, which is called And Now This. That's the name of the album, and I'd like you to play a song. My favorite track of this album, Isn't This Fun? That's the name of the song, and it's a really solid record. It, you know, the sound goes back to the 80s. You can hear a little bit of Minor Threat, a little bit of Adolescence, a little bit of Bad Brains, you know, so this type of sound, and it's a really, really, really good record. So let me play it. This is No Problem, and this is the name of the song is Isn't This Fun. They are playing on Distort Festival, and they are playing on September 15th. So this is No Problem on We All Fall Down.
Let's go! And I'm sitting next to a truck, planning my next move. I ain't
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We just heard the song by the band Total War. They're a local crust band. They have an 8-track demo, which came out this year, and it was a song called In This Hell, that's the name of the song. Before that, we heard the band called White Lung, another local band. They have a new split of the band New Sensei, and the name of the split is Clown Life. And we heard a track by White Lung called Aristocrat. And we opened this block of music with another Canadian band called No Problem. That's a new band which features members of Wednesday Night Heroes. And the name of the song was Isn't This Fun. All those bands are playing at the Distort Festival, Distort Vancouver Festival, which is happening at the Rickshaw this weekend, September 15th, 16th, and 17th. If you like crust, if you like hardcore, if you like metal, if you like punk rock music, you should go definitely check out this festival. The pass for 3 days is $40, and each day is $15. There's a poster in front of me, and you know, I can't even count. There's probably at least, like, you know, 30-40 bands. There's lots of music, will be lots of loud and good music will be happening this weekend at the Rickshaw. That's it. I'm almost done. I have a couple minutes left. Then Robin with Ink Studs. After that, a show about comics. If you like comics, you should check out Robin, and you should stay tuned to CITR and our fine radio station. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca, and I have the blog, We All Fall Down, CITR.tumblr.com, and you can download the podcast there as well. And you can also check out the songs I played and even see the picture in JPEG format, something like that. And I'd like to finish up tonight's show with a song by the Ramones. Johnny Ramone passed away on September 15th. It was 7 years ago, and I just, you know, Ramones, maybe, and for me, definitely, this is the most important band in rock history. I love the Ramones, I'm a huge fan, and, you know, those guys, they're just genius, and they did such a huge thing that their Four Chord Songs, and playing those songs for like 22 years, it was amazing. So I'd like to play one of my favorite songs by the Ramones to finish up the show, and to just say a big thank you to Johnny Ramone and the whole Ramones band as organization for the stuff they did for us and for the music fans and for the history of the music. So I'd like to play a song, Sheena is a Punk Rock by the Ramones, and that's it. Thank you so much for listening. That was a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. This is the most important band in the music, in the history of music, in my opinion, the Ramones.
A punk rocker, Sheena is a punk rocker now. bug, I'm on rocker. She is a bone rocker now.